old granddad's passed away, cut off in his prime. He's never had a day off, crook, gone before his time. We found him in the dunny, collapsed there on the seat, a startled look upon his face, his trousers round his feet. The doctor said his heart was good, as fit as any trout. The constable, he had his say, foul play was not ruled out. There were theories at the inquest of snake bite without trace, of redbacks quietly creeping and death from outer space. No one had a clue at all. The judge was in some doubt when Dad was called to have his say as to how it came about. I reckon I can clear it up, said Dad with trembling breath. You see, it's quite a story, but it could clear up his death. You see, this exploration mob have been looking at our soil, and they reckoned that our farm was just a place for oil. So they came and put a bore down and said they'd make some trials, drilled a hole as deep as hell, they said about 3 miles. Well, they never found a trace of oil, and off they went post-haste, and I couldn't see a hole like that going to flame and waste. So I moved a dunny over it. A real smart move, I thought. I'd never have to dig again. I'd never be caught short. Well, that day I moved a dunny. It looked a proper sight. But I didn't dream poor old granddad would pass away that night. Now I reckon what has happened, that poor old granddad didn't know that the dunny was relocated when the night he had to go. And now you'll probably be wondering how poor granddad did his dash. Well, he always used to hold his breath until he heard the splash.
That is terrific. I'd forgotten the punchline, but it all came back to me at the finish, Tammy.